Audible Studios presents Win the Game of Googleopoly, written by Sean V. Bradley, narrated by Sean V. Bradley. Acknowledgements. Every day I thank God for the gifts that He's blessed me with, and none are more special and incredible than my amazing and loving family. I dedicate this book to them. All of their love and support motivate me to do the absolute best in everything I do. Without them in my life, none of this is worthwhile. My incredible wife, Karina Bradley, who spent many hours late night brainstorming with me on this book. My daughters, Tiana Chanel Mick and Kalina Sarah Bradley. My sons, Sean V. Bradley II, the sequel, and Xander K. Bradley. My Uncle Joey and Aunt Chickie, who are more like a mother and father to me. My mother, Anna Rodriguez, her hard life and suffering was not in vain. I am who I am in part because of her. My awesome in-laws, Robert Uriarte and Nilda Ortiz, they have welcomed me into their lives as their own son. And a very special dedication to two very important people who are no longer with us. In loving memory of my grandmother, Sarah Grimaldi, she was the most incredible person in my life and loved me so much. In loving memory of Kerry Moore, he was a good friend and great business partner. It was from him I first learned about video search engine optimization, and he set me on my course to write this book. Writing this book has been a major accomplishment in my career and in my life. It is a milestone, one that I will always cherish. It is a little surreal to think of where I came from, and when I see where I am now in life, I am humbled and feel blessed for the opportunities that I have. I've realized my goal of being a published author of a major publishing house, an accomplishment I could not have achieved without numerous amazing friends and experts of the highest level in the digital marketing, SEO, video, social media, and so on, helping me by brainstorming, debating, synergizing, and providing good old inspiration. I want to first thank J.D. Rucker, president of Dealer Authority. I live in New Jersey and J.D. lives in California. We have spent many nights on GoToMeeting brainstorming ideas, theories, and details. You, my friend, are brilliant and awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of this book. Thank you, Tim Martell, president of Wikimotive. Tim, your intense passion for perfection and subject matter expertise inspired me to dig deep and exceed readers' expectations with this book. Your SEO philosophy and your social media knowledge were much appreciated. Thank you so much for brainstorming with me and helping me with this book. I even went international by connecting with Michael Cirillo, president of Flex Dealer in British Columbia, Canada. Thank you so much for your help and wisdom with this book. You were instrumental with your fundamental knowledge of Google's algorithms and advanced website design in relation to on-site SEO. And thank you for the hookup with Rand Fishkin, co-founder of Moz. My man, Christian Jorn, CEO of Remora. Thank you so much, Christian, for all your help and expertise on advanced SEO strategy as well as mobile SEO. You are truly awesome to brainstorm with, and I truly appreciate your help on this project. This is just the beginning. Thank you so much, Eric Milch, for your help on this book. Your progressive understanding of where Google is now and where it is going in the future is amazing. You get Google. Special thanks to my friend AJ LeBlanc, managing partner of Carmercial. What can I say? We've come a long way. Thank you so much for inspiring me to write this book. The Googleopoly phrase came from you, and I turned a great thought into a great book. Also, thanks for allowing me to be part of pioneering the entire video search engine optimization phenomenon in the automotive sales industry, years before anyone even understood what video SEO was. I learned so much from you and with you in regard to video and video SEO. But even more than that, thank you for being real. We both know that when there are millions of dollars, or hell, sometimes even just pennies on the table, people start to act funny. You have always been 100% real with me. We've made millions and millions together, my friend, and we have millions more to make. A big thank you to Jim Ziegler, HSG CSP, the Alpha Dog, president of Ziegler Supersystems. It is truly an honor to be mentored by a living legend in both the automotive sales industry and the National Speakers Association. I have learned plenty from you and know that my career has been accelerated by your guidance and friendship. It was you who suggested I join the NSA and inspired me to achieve my CSP accreditation. And because of my affiliation with the NSA, I was given the opportunity to pitch my book to the prestigious John Wiley & Sons. Thank you, Jim, for being a great mentor. Many thanks to Dr. Willie Jolly, CSP CPAE, best-selling author of A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, Hall of Fame speaker, and another one of my awesome mentors. Thank you for seeing something special in me, for pushing me to write this book, and for always taking my calls, no matter how busy you are. I appreciate all of your guidance and advice, and all of your resources and recommendations. Thank you. Thank you, Billy Van Mikitas. It is because of you that I got into the car industry. You're the one that recommended that I start selling cars, and everything else fell into place. So for that, I will be forever grateful. A shout out to Anthony AAA Alagona. We did it, brother. We've come a long way from the Cha-Cha Lounge at the Limelight 21 years ago. I want to thank you for always having my back from back then to today. You're appreciated, and congrats to you and Ambika. I want to thank my Dealer Synergy team for being such an amazing group of talented, brilliant people. Thank you for all of the brainstorming on this book, the graphic design, assisting on the research, and the overall support. A shout out to Phil and Ricardo Miglaris, owners of Balance Studios in Philadelphia. I'm proud to say that they are my instructors in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as well as great friends. I have to say, Balance Studios is probably the most effective martial arts school in the country in terms of digital marketing, social media, video marketing, and search engine optimization. I've enjoyed my conversations and synergy sessions with Phil, and I'm beyond grateful for the personal attention that Ricardo has given me with private lessons in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. A special shout out to my little brother, Mark Gayad. I love you, brother, for always being supportive and believing in me, my best man at my wedding, and my best friend. You are appreciated. Thank you to Wiley for giving me this opportunity to share my knowledge and experience with the world. My team at Wiley, Shannon, Elizabeth, and Peter, have been so awesome in guiding me through the process of becoming a first-time author. And wow, the Wiley marketing team is superb. I love the cover of this book. Thank you so much. Thank you to my amazing family for being so supportive and understanding and allowing me the time to write this book. I loved reading chapters to my teenage daughters, Kalina and Tiana, and getting their opinions from a teenage perspective. Thank you to little Sean for being such a great big brother for Xander. And thank you, Xander, for being such a loving little mini-me. And thank you to Karina Bradley for being so supportive, for brainstorming with me, for proofreading and challenging me to constantly do more, be more, and achieve more. I am so blessed to have married my dream girl. And most importantly, I thank God for blessing me with the gifts and the mind that I have and the tenacity and passion to do what I do. I know it is for Him. He has a purpose for me as He does for everyone. Introduction. Writing a book about a multi-billion dollar company, one of the most powerful companies on this planet, and one that affects more than 1 billion people, can be an incredibly challenging task, but it has to be done. There are so many people, companies, brands, and so on that are in need of visibility, in need of people to buy their products and services, in need of building a brand and or fan base, but did not know how. As a matter of fact, there are people who used to be successful, people who used to have huge fan bases and a huge clientele, but now find themselves struggling, stressing, and losing revenue. They do not know how to stop the bleeding. They do not know how they can survive, never mind thrive. The world has changed, and if you do not change with it, you will ultimately fail. Or, if you are lucky, cling to the crumbs left behind by truly innovative and evolved companies and people. I'm an avid learner, reader, and researcher. I try to absorb as much information as I possibly can. But when I was conducting research for this book, I was shocked to find that there were no other books in print about how to actually dominate Google's search engine for massive visibility. Sure, there were books out there that focused on SEO or social media, video, reputation, digital marketing, and even on Google itself. But there was not one book written on how to leverage all of the different aspects of Google with on-site and off-site resources that can and will get you indexed on page one of Google. I was determined to write a thorough book that could be used not to trick or beat Google, but to act as a true roadmap that would help people understand how Google works, what Google wants, and why, and then to show step by step a holistic approach to how you can create a customized plan for you, your business, or brand on how to give Google exactly what it wants and needs. In return, Google will give you exactly what you want: page one domination. I have a very unusual background with an incredibly unique skill set. Traditionally, you would think that a business book author would have an MBA or doctorate degree. Well, I don't. As a matter of fact, I dropped out of college my sophomore year, and I didn't even major in marketing, SEO, or anything like that. I was a Russian major at Rider University in New Jersey, in Zeta Beta Tau fraternity, and a cadet in the Army ROTC program. With all of that, I left, and life circumstances led me to car sales. I got fired from being a waiter. I worked in a car dealership for 5 years. I was a car salesman, actually the best car salesman in the dealership. Salesman of the month, salesman of the year. Well, the average car salesman in the United States sells approximately 10 units per month, and I was selling an average of 30 units per month and making over $120,000 at 24 years old. I guess like a lot of success stories, I was at the right place and the right time. I got into the automotive sales industry in 1999. This is literally the time that the internet started to take off in our industry. People were going online to do research before they ever stepped foot into a car dealership. Because I looked so young and short, the management directed me to handle the internet leads. And in no time, I started to engage these internet prospects and convert these internet leads into internet appointments, into internet sales. I was hooked. I quickly became addicted to the hunt and the sale, and most honestly, the money. I was making so much money, it was absurd. I went from being a college dropout making $30,000 as a waiter to making $120,000 almost instantaneously. The next evolution of my career was to become an internet sales manager / business development director. This meant that I was now in charge of building an entire department of internet sales. I was no longer a one-man show. The dealership now wanted me to create and run a major profit center, the Internet Department, also known as the Business Development Center, or BDC. The problem was that no one knew what to do. The internet sprang up very quickly and very powerfully, so I went to the library, the bookstore, and the internet and researched everything I could on the internet. Website design, search engine optimization, lead generation, third-party lead source providers, online classifieds, digital marketing. I even taught myself how to design websites in HTML using editors like Microsoft FrontPage and Adobe Dreamweaver and coding in dynamic HTML and Java. I started to build my own websites, which I needed to drive traffic to. In the early 2000s, I started to study search engine optimization, or SEO, and tools like WebPosition Gold, WordTracker, and other early SEO resources. I traveled all across the country attending as many SEO workshops and seminars as I could find, and I got certified by the International Search Engine Optimization Academy in advanced SEO. With all of this information, education, and the skills I was learning, I was building bigger and bigger success stories in the automotive sales industry. So much so that in 2004, I left the automotive sales industry at age 28 years old, earning more than $160,000 per year at age 28 to start my first company, Dealer Synergy Incorporated. For the past 11 years, I've been the CEO of Dealer Synergy Inc. and personally trained over 11,000 automotive sales professionals, as well as approximately 1,000 multi-million dollar companies, car dealerships. Because of my consulting, training, and digital marketing strategies, I've helped my clients generate over $100 million in additional revenue. In addition, I have also had more than 1,000 articles published in more than 13 different national and international magazines that reach hundreds of thousands of readers on a monthly basis. And I've had a column in Auto Success Magazine for the past 7 years. I have been a keynote speaker or general assembly speaker for every major automotive sales industry event, workshop, or trade show, including the National Automobile Dealers Association Convention, the American Truck Dealers Association Convention, numerous state dealer association conventions, J.D. Power and Associates Internet Roundtable, Digital Dealer Conference and Exposition, NCM and Associates Internet Sales Bootcamp as a co-creator, Jim Ziegler's Dealer Battle Plan as a co-creator, Internet Director Immersion Program creator, the Internet Sales 20 Group co-creator with Karina Bradley, Association of Automotive Internet Sales Professionals as a charter member and General Assembly speaker. In addition to working with multi-million dollar car dealerships, I have also had the honor of working with numerous publicly traded corporations like Autobytel Inc. and Toyota. Autobytel has hired me to train their national sales team on internet sales operations. And Toyota in the Boston region recently had my InternetSales20Group.com National Workshops Curriculum certified by Toyota Corporate, meaning that any Toyota dealership from the Boston region that attended my three-day workshop on internet sales, digital marketing, SEO, and more would receive Toyota certification credit. I have also been contracted by Cars Direct, a $1.1 billion corporation, to train their internal team on automotive internet sales. And if that wasn't enough, I pioneered the video search engine optimization phenomenon in the entire automotive sales industry back in 2006, about 3 years before anyone had video SEO on their radar. I had the amazing luck, or destiny, of connecting with Kerry Moore and AJ LeBlanc of VSEO Inc., now Carmercial. Kerry and AJ are partners with John Ferber, the owner of USO Networks, the parent company of VSEO Inc. What is unimaginable is that John Ferber was the co-founder of Advertising.com, the world's largest digital marketing company to date. He sold the company in 2004 to AOL for $495 million. It is now worth over $12 billion with a B. So after John cashed in on Advertising.com, he started a new company, USO Networks, which specializes in video search engine optimization. They have proprietary software, patents, and so on. But they're not in the automotive industry. I connected with AJ and Kerry, and we hatched a plan to scale video SEO for the automotive industry. And for the first 5 years, I was the face of video SEO for the entire automotive industry. Long story short, video SEO blew up big time, and I personally sold $10 million of video SEO for Carmercial. They grew beyond imagination to the point where they are about to be acquired for over $100 million. So I killed it in the automotive industry. My wife and I were making millions and millions of dollars, and we got bored. We wanted to venture off into other industries. My wife was a model back before she got into the corporate game and thought, it would be awesome to get back into it. So she was cast as an extra for a Barrington Levy music video and was hooked on the music industry. She wanted to become a recording artist. Long story short again, we took an unknown female recording artist who had never been in a recording studio, and in less than 3 years, Karina Bradley had over 60 million online views, performed in front of millions of people, approximately 1 million viewers on CBS Talk Philly, over 16 million listeners on Shade 45 Sirius Satellite Radio, 6 different live appearances on Sirius Satellite Radio on the Miss Mimi Show and the DJ K Slay Show, 9 major music videos, became an official ASCAP recording artist, official BDS spins on FM radio across the country. Her music was licensed by the Tia and Tamara Show on the Style Television Network. Performed live across the country. Was the Philadelphia Fashion Week red carpet hostess. Had major label recording artists featured in her music, including Meek Mill, Papoose, Young Chris, DJ Diamond Cuts, Remy Ma on release track. Produced by major music producers such as Ruwanga Rue Samith, Larry T, Certified Production Group, LA Dub. Granted, my wife is model beautiful and has a pop star voice, but that isn't enough. There are a lot of beautiful and talented women and men out there. We knew that talent was not going to be enough. She needed visibility. She needed a fan base. So we created a massive digital marketing strategy for the Karina Bradley Project, and it worked. We created a pop star. We decided after 3 years of amazing and unbelievable experiences that we will cherish for the rest of our lives, that we wanted another child. We also wanted to focus on our core businesses, which were already generating millions of dollars. so we decided to stop the KB project while Karina was at her peak. A lot of people didn't understand why, but it was a family decision. KB took it to an unthinkable level and could have easily gone on to the next stage of her career. We had label deals on the table, but it wasn't right for our family. So now instead of splitting our attention between the automotive sales industry, training, consulting, digital marketing, and the music industry, we eliminated the music industry and immersed ourselves in our core competency with more intensity. We purchased a building in New Jersey for a production studio and to house our growing team of talented digital marketing specialists, graphic designers, social media content writers, online reputation managers, and of course, our amazing video production team. The past 2.5 years have been incredible and diverse. I've recently achieved my CSP accreditation from the National Speakers Association, which is the highest certification in the world for a professional speaker. It's like an accountant achieving his or her CPA. I have had the honor of working with a wide group of clients, above and beyond my core of automotive dealerships and recording artists. I have worked with professional athletes, such as a Philadelphia Eagle who started his own fitness center. I help consult on his digital marketing strategy. In addition to an NFL superstar, I have worked very closely with Phil and Ricardo Muglerice, the co-owners of Balance Studios in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They have one of the most prestigious Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA schools in the United States, and numerous schools throughout the country and overseas. What is awesome about my relationship with the Muglerice brothers is that even though I have taught them so much in regards of digital marketing, SEO, video SEO, and so on, I've also learned so much from them as well. Balance Studios is one of the most successful martial arts schools in Philadelphia and in the tri-state area. What is amazing to me is that Phil and Ricardo are not only world champion martial artists who train other champion martial artists, including numerous UFC fighters, but they also have by far the best digital marketing, SEO, video, social media, online reputation, digital PR, and branding compared to other martial arts schools in the country. They personify the Googleopoly strategy. My relationship with Balance Studios and its owners helped me understand the martial arts school business model and allowed me to work with other martial arts schools. One of my newest clients is Full Circle Martial Arts in Marlton, New Jersey. The owners are incredible, Steve, Deb, Matt, and their new partner, Paul Felder, the Irish Dragon, a CFFC champion and now an undefeated UFC fighter. We're working to crush the competition with a Googleopoly strategy. I tell you all this not to impress you, but only to impress upon you how serious the chapters in this book are. Like anything else in life, what you put into it is what you will get out of it. You can read this book and say, wow, this is cool, and not do anything with it, or you can truly internalize the lessons in this book, absorb all of the direction, tips, advice, secrets, and so on, and create a Googleopoly strategy for you or your business. I charge $7,500 to $10,000 to be a keynote speaker. That is usually just 1 hour plus expenses, travel, lodging, etc. This book, Win the Game of Googleopoly, is more than 76,000 words from 16 years of frontline experience and success, plus some wisdom from industry experts, pioneers, gurus, and leviathans in the Google SEO space. I have all of that information here in one consolidated format, one cohesive and holistic strategy for $25. I implore you to use this book as a reference guide for your evolution and success. But wait, there's more. I couldn't help it. It's the inner car salesman in me. I've put my whole ninja digital marketing team on creating the ultimate membership website, www.googleopolybook.com. Googleopolybook.com is only for people who purchase this book. Think of it like a DVD or Blu-ray disc that has a ton of extra content above and beyond the movie itself. My feeling is that digital marketing, Google, algorithms, and technology change so quick that I felt the need to create a resource website for my readers that elaborates on the chapters in the book and contains video interviews with experts that contributed to the book, video tutorials on how to do the strategies that were listed in the book, PowerPoint presentations, infographics, webinars, list of social media sites, list of Google algorithms and its updates in real time, and much, much more. Enjoy this book. And when you're done reading it, don't worry. there's a 24/7 interactive resource for additional information, education, training, guidance, resources, videos, and interviews at your fingertips. Chapter 1. Either you are visible or you are invisible. As the old adage goes, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? What about your marketing strategy? If you have the best product, service, widget, or invention and no one knows about it, does it truly exist? If the most talented person, the most innovative product, the greatest sales pitch to pass one's lips is created and no one is around to witness it, does he or she exist? The point is, you need an opportunity to do business in order to do business. And regardless of your paradigm, whether you are a recording artist or owner of a small family-owned and operated bakery, your craft, talent, or passion is indeed a business and must be treated as such if you expect it to evolve and earn money. Sure, I understand it is your passion and it is easy to get caught up in the love of it, but at the end of the day, your passion is a business. Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and Beyonce are all brands. And despite all the fun it appears to be, they are in the business of sales, merchandise sales, record sales, concert sales. So yes, you need an audience. You can't sell something to an inanimate object. You need a real, live, breathing, responsive being to act as your audience, who essentially is going to purchase your product, idea, or talent. In the performance and entertainment arena, you need an audience to develop a fan base from. You can't become famous if no one has ever heard of you. Even if you have the most incredible powerhouse singing voice known to man, if no one has ever experienced your game-changing talent, it is entirely irrelevant. The late Michael Jackson, formerly known as the King of Pop, exuded more talent in one pinky than some of us in our entire body. Yet, if Michael Jackson had a severe case of performance anxiety and put on historic concerts only in the privacy of his bathroom with a shampoo bottle acting as his microphone, would he have left a legacy? Of course not, because no one would have ever known of his talent. If no one has ever heard of you or heard you, you will never develop a fan base, getting bookings or gigs, land a record contract, or become famous. You could have the most amazing keynote speech or be the most incredible speaker, trainer, or consultant. But if no one knows of your expertise, accomplishments, or capabilities, chances are you will not be recognized by the elite speakers bureaus and booked for speaking gigs worthy of your talent. A career as a sales professional is no different. It can be rather frightening entering a career field that is solely or mostly based on commissions, such as real estate agent or an automotive sales professional. Without the appropriate level of visibility, market awareness, and branding, you're going to have minimum success and starve, metaphorically speaking, and sadly, in some cases, literally. On the other hand, a commission-based career can be extremely rewarding. The field of sales is one of the most incredible careers one can embark upon. It allows you the ability to make as much money as you can earn. Yet, a large majority of those who enter the sales arena crash and burn, and are forced to leave their sales position for a traditional career or job with limited growth potential and no opportunity to earn massive revenue. And not because they lack the skill, ability, or talent, but because they lack an audience, someone to listen, someone to purchase whatever it is that they are selling. Why? Simply because they lack the knowledge to effectively prospect for new business, become visible, generate leads, and create new opportunities to do business. To be clear, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter if you are a sole proprietor, small business, corporation, doctor, lawyer, psychologist, dentist, chiropractor, singer, musician, speaker, sales professional, entrepreneur, or author, writer, blogger. Everyone needs visibility. Everyone needs an audience. Skill, desire, passion, likability, intelligence, hard work, dedication, tenacity, desperation, need, and having a great product or service just aren't enough. The bottom line is that you are either visible or invisible. So unless you're David Copperfield or a ghost, being invisible isn't a desired result for any profession. So how can you become visible? Congratulations, my friend, for recognizing the importance of visibility, mindset, and your commitment to reading this book, skill set. You have taken the first step towards visibility awesomeness. With the sensory and content overloaded world we live in, it is difficult to become findable, never mind relevant, especially if you lack a strategy, resources, content, and commitment to stay the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?